Our guest today is Ori Gal. Ori, thank you so very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Kerry, for having me in your podcast.
What led you down the road of the entrepreneur route? What was it that gave you the starting point?
Okay, the starting point is I all the time felt that something is missing, but I think that the start point was I managed a mega yacht for CNB76, and it was quite new yacht, cruising in near Naples in Italy. And Friday evening, the crew called me and they said to me, Ori, we lost our way because of the mooring line got inside and we need a new one. So I asked them, please give me the part number.
Right.
So it took them 2 hours to give me the part number. And, you know, Friday evening, Saturday, Sunday, nobody working. And then even the group Benetur helped us. Only Wednesday, almost a week after, we got this plastic prop worth 80 euro. And then I understand, okay, something is really missing and I will solve it. And then I started to go inside. In our ecosystem in Israel, which we call ourselves the startup nation, I knew that I can bring a lot of technology inside our industry, the recreational boating.
You've got this idea, you want to solve the problem, and I get it as a boat owner, and today you're talking to us on the podcast here. We're actually on a boat today.
Ah, nice.
So really what you're offering here is a one-stop shop, is that correct?
First, Boatlink is a smart and innovative marketplace for marine equipment, spare parts and accessories. In the end, it's one-stop shop for all your boating needs, but we are not a shop, we are a marketplace. Today we are small, but in the end we will be the Amazon of recreational boating.
Wow, I mean that's one heck of a statement you've made there, but hey, you know, everybody has to start somewhere. Jeff Bezos started from a garage, so yeah, I get exactly where you're coming from.
We start from the marina, which is the garage of boating, so it's okay. We start in the same place. In the beginning, I thought, okay, maybe it's only my problem or only my friend's problem. So then we did a big survey and we asked boaters all around the world. We asked ski boaters in the States. We asked ski in, and we asked boaters who are cruising their own boats for already more than 20 years. We asked them, what is the biggest challenge in purchasing spare parts, marine equipment and accessories? 62% told us the biggest challenge is knowing exactly which part is required. It's mean, what is the part number? And the other 30% told us, where can I get the part in the best term? It's mean, lead time, location, and some of them say price, but really the minority. So what they are saying? They are saying, listen, we are purchasing a smartphone case in Amazon, eBay, or AliExpress in less than 5 minutes. But when we are looking for the cover of our chart plotters, it will take us at least 2 hours to find what's the part number, and where to find this. This is the gap that we are closing. And this is the solutions we are giving to boaters.
And you've hit the nail on the head there, exactly, because I've had exactly the same problem only last week of trying to source and secure a chart plotter cover. So you're absolutely bang on here with the trend and what boat owners need. And of course, let's face it, your market has expanded massively over the last few years with more boat owners than ever coming into the market, aren't there?
Yes, but let's not forget that, of course, the booming on boating we are talking about in the last 2 years, more than 30% more new boats came to the market. But many of them are young, and many of them, it's the first time that they have a boat. And you know, these young new boaters, they have this digital disruption everywhere. They have their all they need in Amazon. They buying food in Cherry. They order a video in Fiverr. But now they purchase a boat for few hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. When they are coming to purchase marine equipment, spare parts and accessories, they are doing this more or less just like the same my father did this 20 years ago. So we help them to do it easier. And they want it because they don't understand why they purchase so nice, amazing new yacht and they have to suffer so much in order to, or to wait so much today with the supply chain problem for the product they need in order to go sailing.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. So the real crux of the matter here is that surely one would have assumed, one does assume, that there is already somebody out there providing this service. What you're saying is this is unique. What you're offering and what you're putting together through BoatClick is absolutely unique. Is that correct?
Yes. The unique proposal that we are giving the boaters is first what we are doing. In the end, we are creating for them an accurate boat profile. So they will launch in our system. They will put their boat profile. Some of the boat profile will be itemizing completely. They will go through the search engine or with the virtual tour, and they can find their parts. If not, they can go to the general search, find the part, and add it to their boat profile. Of course, it's the same boat profile for them, their co-owner, or their wife, all of them using the accurate boat profile. And if they didn't find the part, they can use an expert request feature, and they will get an answer quickly. But when they found the part, we give them the correct name of the part, right? Original part number of the manufacturer. We give them all the user manual, troubleshooting, most of the spare parts. If not, they have the single part process with the part diagram. They have the maintenance products, the cleaning material, all related to the same products, and each part or each accessories where to buy it.
That's a pretty extensive resource you're building here. And clearly these things don't happen by themselves. It's not just you here. There's a lot of people involved because this is a huge amount of data you need to input, isn't it?
Of course, of course. First, we have a team, my co-founder. So the story is that her name is Tal, and she's the co-founder of BoatClick and our four children. All our crew, they are a sailor or kind of sailor. Even our CTO, he is a windsurfer in the past. And now first we developed the platform, and now we are putting the data inside. Of course, we found out something that it's well known, but we did it. We did something that if we will take 90%, if we'll take the sailing yacht engines, for example, they are maybe about 50 boat builders, but 90% of them, they will have Yanmar or Volvo engine.
Indeed, true, true.
And if we will go to the winch, it will be maybe four manufacturers. So once we build the product and we have our wonderful product page, we can stick it to any boats that need it. And according to your question, you ask what we did till now. So we launched about 5 months ago, our beta, but we are starting only with Oceanis and Beneteau boats from the last 25 years. In the next month, we will add also all the Janu models. And until the end of the years, each sailing yacht's model, they will find all their spare parts in our platform.
That's going to be an impressive resource once you've done that. So where does this go? What's this now going to look like over the next 5 years? How is this going to be monetized? How's this going to work from a business perspective, Ori?
Okay. If we will look in 5 years from now, I believe that every boater from all around the world, not matter if he has a hobby cat, series ski boats, or Dufour yacht, he will find through BoatClick all his spare parts, accessories, and a service provided that related to these products, and all what he need to order, he can do it through our platform. And we believe that most of the boats will be powered by BoatClick.
It's a great vision you're laying out there in front of you. And I like the way that you have clinically analysed the marketplace before launching this. Are you going to be seeking other investment? Are you going to be seeking to do some crowdfunding or share raising?
We thought about crowdfunding, but we decided not to do it yet. We are now the start to do our seed round soon. And once we have this funding, it will be much easier for us to do the scale up even faster than we are doing now. And we do it quite fast. So any boaters that is using to invest in a startup, we invite him to connect us and to put his money in a real solution that really helping millions of boaters needs all around the world. Sometimes this industry looks small, but it's really not small. We are knowing exactly the numbers, and there is a big numbers.
From your perspective then, as we reach the end of today's podcast, Ori, what's your message to the boat owners out there at the moment?
Our message is that wait. We some of you can start using it, but we will give a solution for everybody. So your family, your work, and you want to go sailing, not to spare your time in order to purchasing marine equipment, spare parts. And we are giving you a great solution, a great digital disruption that I think that as a boater, I must say that all of us was waiting for it.
I think you got it right there. So just a quick aside to after all of that, what's the marketing plan then once this resource has been built, Ori? What's the plan in terms of actually marketing it, getting the message out there and getting people to actually use your resource?
I must say that until now, we didn't do any market digital. All the users that we have now, and I will give the number soon, just we came to Facebook group and forums, and boater asked questions, and they got one or 100 answers to their questions, but all of them was not what they need. We just give them an answer, what is the part number they need, and then they come to our platform and build their boat profile. Until now, almost 10% of a boat owner from each model we launch, they have a boat profile in our platform, and they are purchasing spare parts and equipment through our marketplace. It's made that most of them are not purchasing from us. They are purchasing through us because for each product in our marketplace, they will find a link where to buy. And we see that the boaters are coming because it's without any digital campaign to have almost 10% of the boat owners is quite a success.
I completely agree with that. I think that's a great start, and it can only get bigger and better. So Ori, the very, very best of luck to you with BoatClick. I think you've certainly got something unique to offer there. And as a boat owner myself, I'm really looking forward to using it.
Thank you very much.